And this is exactly the same teaching that our ancestors have taught their children do so and want to acquire a full life, full life, spiritual value and spiritual practice and faith. But they were not all, there were many our ancestors who did not acquire these. They were the ordinary people. They live amongst themselves. They were able to master a few things which are physical, such as mastering the survival skills and acquiring natural instincts which gives them to survive on the land. They did not go further than that. They did not need to acquire the shaman powers. There were many, and there were many of those who have. And the best of the shamans that were ever recorded were the most humblest and the most highly respected and most kindest people amongst the First Nation. And those who have misused such spiritual power, they are the outstanding in our history, in our oral history, even in our legends. They're the most talked about people, but they were the most miserable people. But with that is where we came to understand in the First Nation culture. That's where the education stems from. It's from the Indian legends and the stories that I have quoted, such as a woman hearing the wolf eating the boom, a human boom. A human it was, but she didn't know what it was. Oh, anyway, coming back to this thing, I will not be able to explain in detail how one person should get to be a shaman. I know the basics because I was not born in a shaman spiritual practice, because I was born into Christianity, and I was trained mentally to believe in Christ and God, which is from the Jewish people. Jewish faith. And I was denied to know as a young boy to know and ask our ancestral spiritual beliefs and practices, which was denied by the Christianity and condemned as a heathen or as a paganism. I do not regret. The only thing that I regret in this life, in this today world, is that our own people, our own descendant, will be denied to know all this thing, and especially those who have been imposed upon other culture without ever having to defend their own culture. Those who are ashamed to have been an Indian without knowing why, without ever having information of why they have been born in such things. These are the people that will help them a lot if they ever listen to this recording. And that is why I do this. I do not intend to resurrect our ancestral practice of spiritualism. I do not, because it is not possible. The only way that can be possible is for our native people to return back to the land, to return to the ancestral migration life. Only then will they be ever be able to acquire such spiritual system which they have practiced in time before the European came in, before the Christianity came in into this land. And that time has passed. We know today that the world overpopulation is coming upon the North America. This land will be also filled with the other cultural population, and our ancestral and our First Nation culture will disappear. Only in books will be written, only in this recording, this type of thing will be kept alive. And that is why I tape recording.